John chapter 7. After this, Jesus went around in Galilee, purposely staying away from Judea, because the Jews there were waiting to take his life. But when the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles was near, Jesus' brothers said to him, "You ought to leave here and go to Judea, so that your disciples may see the miracles you do. No one who wants to become a public figure acts in secret. Since you're doing these things, show yourself to the world," for even his own brothers did not believe in him. Therefore Jesus told them, "The right time for me has not yet come. For you, any time is right. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me, because I testify that what it does is evil. You go to the feast. I am not yet going up to this feast, because for me the right time has not yet come." Having said this, he stayed in Galilee. Not until halfway through the feast did Jesus go up to the temple courts and begin to teach. The Jews were amazed and asked, "How did this man get such learning without having studied?" Jesus answered, "My teaching is not my own. It comes from him who sent me. If anyone chooses to do God's will, he will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own." On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him."
Well, Jesus' unbelieving brothers want to join the fan club that we read in the last chapter, the hero worshippers. Go to Jerusalem, do a few mind-blowing miracles, you notice not signs, sort of news of the world type stuff, which will grab people's attention. What does Jesus say? He says, "My time has not yet come," three times over. Seven times in this Gospel of John do we read that phrase. In fact, in verse 8 we read, "The right time has not yet come." What is Jesus talking about? The purpose for which Jesus had come was to go to that cross, to pay for our sin, to die on that cross, to pay the punishment that really I deserve. His time had not yet come. Well, Jesus slips into the proceedings halfway through this Feast of Tabernacles. It was like a harvest Thanksgiving. And Jesus starts teaching. "My teaching is not my own." Revelation. There was a sort of "thus says the Lord," like the prophets of old, about the teaching of Jesus. "Not one of you keeps the law," Jesus says. "Stop judging by mere appearances." Friend, have you realized that? Not one of us have kept God's law. Take a little look at the Ten Commandments and think, well, how do you stand in the light of that? Some tried to seize him, but it says that others put their faith in him. What a difference there is. Well, Jesus stands up the greatest day of the festival, and we see the high priest going through the streets of Jerusalem with this urn of water and then pouring it out, the kind of climax to this ceremony. And Jesus stands up on this last and greatest day of the festival and says, "If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink." Are you thirsty for real things, for meeting God, having a clean life? Jesus says, "Come to me and drink."